Turning now to world news, President Bashar al-Assad has told Russian TV that he will not leave Syria as suggested by the UK Prime Minister. It comes as Syria's divided opposition groups are meeting in Doha to discuss uniting under a new leadership body. Nathan Morley reports.
The Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has told Russian television that his country is an important buffer between the West and more extreme Islamic nations. He also said that he's a Syrian and he won't be leaving the country.
I'm not a puppet. I wasn't made by the West to go to the West or to any other country. Mm-hmm. I'm Syrian. I'm made in Syria, and I have to live in Syria and die in Syria.
President Assad said he also believed in diplomacy.
I always believe in diplomacy. I always believe, and I always believe in dialogue, even with people who doesn't understand, who doesn't believe in dialogue. You have to keep trying. Whether you succeeded or not, I think you always have partial success. You have to look for this partial success before you achieve the complete success. But you have to be realistic. You don't think that only dialogue can make you achieve something, because those people who commit these acts, they are two kinds. One of them doesn't believe in dialogue, especially the extremists. You have the outlaws who have been convicted by the court years ago before the crisis, and their natural enemy is the government.
Meanwhile, the Syrian National Council is facing a key decision on whether to join other groups in a more unified opposition. The proposed Syrian National Initiative aims to merge the opposition military and political groups to form a credible alternative to the Assad government. Western and Gulf states have been pushing for such a body, which would act as a conduit for humanitarian and possibly military aid. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.